very exciting show in the KSRO kitchen today with Chef John Ash. Good morning, Chef John Ash.
How are you?
I'm Steve Garner, doing very well, celebrating our 30th year. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour, and this hour will be devoted to the most succulent, delicious, comfort food of all, and that is pot pies. We had the pleasure of introducing our KSRO listeners to Deb and Phil McGauley about, 5 years ago. I think it was back in 2012, isn't it right, when we first had you guys on?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a while ago, and you had worked with Mr. Ash, I believe, in a previous lifetime.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When I was 19 years old, I started working
with Mr. Ash. He was a star. I knew it then. You know, he took over. He was...
I had fun.
At the original John Ash in Montgomery Village.
In Montgomery Village,
and then you moved into Barnes Road with
I did 1 year at where John Ash is located now. And then I moved to Texas, believe it or not.
And then moved back. And then
moved back for
months. And you worked at Prospect Park, did you?
Prospect Park for Bruce Reisman. I kind of jumped all over the place at that point. And I ended up at Corbell for 18 years as exec chef. And then we tried to open up our own restaurant.
And that would be you and Deb.
Me and Deb, yes.
And where was that, in Guerneville?
That was in Guerneville. It was in between Guerneville and the golf course.
The old George's Hideaway.
Old George's Hideaway.
Yeah. right on River Road.
Really funky place, really, you know, tweaked and twisted. And that's what made it fun. That's what, you know, the ambiance was a lot of fun and people really enjoyed it.
But it was haunted, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely haunted. Definitely.
But it was more comfort food than what we were doing. We were doing our pot pies, and then we'd do a lot of specials, lamb al sobocco, fish.
It's changed out that way, hasn't it?
Oh, I mean, the culinary is going big time.
Yeah, because it was very much, I always thought of Guerneville as being a comfort place.
Yeah.
You went there to relax and have a good time.
Exactly.
And wasn't pretentious.
Yeah.
But now, so in your free time, you're making pot pies, right?
Yes, I
and then was it your idea, Deb, to go, hey, let's do this full time, this pot pie, or on the side, continue to make a business?
Yeah, we both work full time. This is our full time part time job. Uh-huh. But yeah, I called his bluff. You know, then, we always had a lot of.
So where did pot pies? Is this a family tradition? Pot pies?
Somewhat, yes. My mom and dad were in the theater business, so they were gone on a lot of weekends, and my mom would make pot pies. She would make her own TV dinners and freeze them, and so that's kind of how it all started with us. Mm-hmm. And this kind of, I've always made my own, you know, just for the family. But a good friend of ours was in the hospital, and she couldn't get around very well, so we made her 10 pies, and somebody said, "You should start selling these." And so it kind of grew from there.
And you did start selling back, it was a 2011, 12?
We started in 2011, yeah.
2011. And you sell these pot pies. You have savory and, I think, dessert pies too,
savory
don't
and
you?
Sweet. We make seasonal fresh fruit pies.
So what ones would you have now as far as dessert pies?
Well, we just sold the last, we had people from Sacramento come pick up pies this morning before we came here.
From Sacramento?
From Sacramento. Oh.
They're visiting
and, yeah. They're down here picking up their wine club shipments. But so we do a jumbleberry, which is...
blackberry, raspberry, and blueberry.
Mm. And
we do a strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh,
did
God,
you bring
so
one
good.
Of those?
Well, we did not.
Oh,
we also do an apple.
Can you go get one?
Wait a minute now.
So just a few fruit pies.
Yeah.
But seasonal. And then what are your savory pies?
Savories run from your traditional roasted chicken, pot roast, which was my pot roast recipe that we put into a pie, roasted veggie. We have a shellfish curry, which is delicious. I did not bring that today. And then we have a chili verde, which I think is your favorite.
Well, wasn't Steve the one that suggested the chili verde?
I believe it was.
Yes, it was. It was me, Steve Garner.
So you're getting a little cut.
I get 1 cent for every pot pie is sold.
One pie a year.
Now, remember we talked about that a few years ago? I said, hey, have you ever done a chili verde? They go, well, no. I said, you know, why don't you try a chili verde? I really think it would go. And it's become part of the repertoire.
So. Yeah. We were doing a pulled pork, and that just wasn't the biggest seller. So when you mentioned chili verde, we thought, okay.
So what is it? I would think chicken would be.
Chicken is definitely the biggest. Yeah. And then I would say the vegetable one has really caught on.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, grilled corn, grilled zucchini, grilled mushrooms, and then roasted peppers, onions, garlic, chilies. You know, so it's really in some good fresh herbs.
And you also, go ahead, John.
Well, so how do people find you? How did they get a hold?
Basically.
Because you've grown. Yeah. I mean, you're making more pies all the time.
We seem to be, and people are talking about it more. And it's funny because this year, as this weather gets warmer, we're selling more pies.
I thought it was supposed to be cold weather and comfort food.
You can barbecue them.
But isn't the deal that, you know, they're made. You don't have to do a lot of prep. And
people will buy 10 or 15 at a time and keep them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And go, what are we going to have for dinner time? I don't want to cook. Let's pull out a pie.
Yeah.
And like Deb just mentioned, you can grill them, which is really neat. We put a little piece of foil down, maybe about an inch, kind of crumpled up, put the pie on top, a hot grill.
But wait, you're talking about a frozen pie?
Yeah. Frozen pie.
Straight from
the freezer.
A
little bit of foil over the pie for a half hour, take the foil off. And next thing you know, it's bubbling.
And close the hood.
Close the lid.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's,
it's a Weber.
That's a mantra of mine.
So on a gas grill, you have the gas grill at high?
Pretty much high,
Pretty much high. Cover it with aluminum foil, and you can cook them on the grill.
Just a little circle of aluminum foil to put the pie on top.
On the pie,
so it doesn't sit directly on.
Yeah, and then a little bit of a cover of foil over the pie for a half hour. And then,
so whose crust recipe did you... end up using.
This is just a classic crust recipe. Now, the gluten-free crust recipe is mine. We've kind of developed it.
I think that was a trial and error.
It was very much
a lot of error.
Frustration. A lot of error.
Yeah.
Very frustration. And I've got a lot of different recipes, and I kind of combined some and kind of made up my own, which is really...
So I mean, without revealing your formula, what's in it, the gluten-free?
Potato starch, tapioca flour, rice flour, xanthan gum. There is egg and butter in it.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So it's not a gluten-free, or it's not...
dairy-free,
dairy-free
vegan.
Dairy-free or vegan. Mm. But that's the basics.
But you nailed it.
Yeah, I think we got it down. You can try it in a few minutes. Yeah.
Well, we tried it when you were on, it was probably, a year and a half ago when you were on? I think it was a year.
Maybe longer
than that. But we tried the gluten. You had just come up with the gluten-free at that time, and it nailed it. Yeah, we had.
Okay.
And the gluten-free was sensational.
Yeah.
And I actually shared it with some friends that are gluten-free, and they said, this is the best.
Good.
They really liked it a great deal. Yeah. Oh, this is beautiful. So we should probably... take a break and then come back and taste some pot pies.
Hooray!
And the second part of the show, because Phil, I know you've got a catering to jet to, but Deb, you're going to stick around and tell us about the trials and tribulations and formulating, developing, and all the regulations involved in producing a medicinal/cannabis-infused pot pie, which you're going to market.
Correct.
Okay, so all that's coming up on
the
Food Hour.
Pot pie.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it. We're calling it the PPP.
The four Ps.
The four Ps. Yeah.
The four Ps pot pies with Phil and Deb McGauley from Phil's Three Ps Pot Pies, Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen.
Home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play through the playoffs, 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. Sponsored by Hansel BMW.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden, La Vida Buena Nursery, and Ma and Pa Gardens. Savor farm-fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, Parsons homegrown hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors. Starting from Scratch has returned with their infamous breakfast burrito, Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine, Falafel Fix offers the best falafels, and Chalk Hill Cookery provides yummy plant-based foods. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
It's not just about taking pictures. It's not just about cameras and lenses. It's not even just about photography. What it is about is capturing a moment that might never be experienced again. The people at Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma will be your guide to the excitement of capturing that moment. Shutterbug are more than just photography experts. They're experts in making life's beautiful moments last forever. Shutterbug Santa Rosa and Petaluma or ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Kids, husbands, cooking, driving, your work. The life of a North Bay woman is, in a word, hectic. Join us to celebrate women and give them a day of pampering and learning at the first ever North Bay Women's Expo. Everything from massages to financial planning, shopping to meal planning. The North Bay Women's Expo is October 28th at the Ballroom and Grayton Resort and Casino from 10 to 4. If you have a business that connects with women, then connect with the Women's Expo. Contact Courtney at mysonomamedia.com.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Our 2017 Pot Pie Tasting is on the air. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and we're with the McGaughleys, Deb and Phil McGaughley from Phil's 3Ps, Phil's Pot Pies. We first had on back in 2012 and have had them on a couple times over the years. We're going to be talking about their new venture at the bottom of the hour, Just Baked Sonoma-Grown Goodness, which is a cannabis-infused. We're going to start with the non-cannabis-infused ones because we couldn't.
Ooh, that smells delicious.
So what is the first one we're going to taste, Phil?
We're going to have the gluten-free roasted beef pot pie.
The
pot
roasted?
Roast. Pot roast.
Pot roast. So was this the one you made in your crock pot, Deb? Mm-hmm. Is it? Really?
Is Deb's meat recipe, and this we kind of added everything to it. Yep, there you go.
Mmm.
That's really tasty.
So what kind of beef do you use for this?
This is a cross rib.
A cross rib roast.
Yeah.
Oh, because that has a lot of good fat and
it's great flavor.
I like how it holds together a little bit better, the chunks instead of breaking up.
And it's not real fatty.
So you cook this in the crock pot?
The beef? Yeah, with some red wine, some beef broth, some red onions. And the beef is marinated with rosemary, oregano.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
A little garlic.
And it's got your traditional little bit of potatoes and carrot and peas. Yeah. The onion in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
there is. Onion?
Red onion. And fresh rosemary from our garden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, peas and potatoes and carrots.
So how many pies a week do you make?
It always varies. Usually when we get an order, we try not to keep a huge stock of pies. We'll try to make them to order as people order. Because, as I say, people will order 15, 20 pies at once, and then we won't hear from them for 2 months, 2-3 months. We try to do it that way. Of course, working my other job and then coming home and making pies.
So if people want this gluten-free, how do they go about ordering that? Do you need advance order, is that, or no?
We prefer to have a little heads up, and we want... Pardon me while I swallow my beef pie. We would like to have a minimum order of at least 4, preferably 8, just because of the extra process in doing the crust.
Okay.
It takes a little more while.
It's just a little bit more time consuming.
Yeah.
So you, do you have these gluten-free pie crusts frozen in advance and then you...
No.
Everything's made to order. We make the
dough as we get orders.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. So these have to be separated out, the gluten-free pie doughs in a whole separate area.
So that's done one day.
You definitely make that before you make anything else.
And these freeze, how long will they freeze for?
Oh, gosh, six or more months.
6-7 months.
Without any degradation of quality in the pot pie dough.
So the crust is interesting. It's crispy. Mm-hmm. You know, it has nice texture to it.
Yeah.
You know, some of the I've tried other gluten-free crusts, and they're just kind of pasty and cardboardy.
Cardboard is the best description.
Yeah.
And mealy. You know, kind of. I think cornmeal is used in a lot, and I get that little texture. That's I don't care for.
Yeah.
This is much smoother.
This is great.
I think it's delicious. I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you think so too.
Okay, so this is a terrific pot pie.
No,
just terrific. And then you thicken it with a little bit of like a corn, like a flour slurry. Or do you add wine and some chicken broth or something?
The gluten free, it's beef broth, and then I use the Bob's Red Mill gluten free flour to do a roux.
A roux.
With it, and then I add the beef broth and then the proper thickness.
Okay.
One thing I like about the pies, it's not an overly runny pie.
No.
I've seen some that just goos out. This is much more of, I think, more of a meaty pie, which I kind of like. It's more my what I prefer.
You know, it tastes so traditional to me. My grandmother used to make, and she was kind of Scotch-Irish, you know, that kind of old world kind of pie. It's great.
Yeah, you and your grandmother.
That's right. You heard enough about it.
Uh-oh, there's a story there that needs to be told.
What's the next pot pie that we should taste?
Well, I think we should go. We're going to save your chili verde for last.
No.
Okay, so we're going to do the roasted veggie, which is really delicious. One of my favorites. I'm a veggie kind of person here. Now, this is going to have the traditional crust.
And this is a Crisco-based crust.
This is Crisco, yes.
But remember, this is the non-hydrogenated Crisco.
Exactly.
There's two kinds. So that's important for folks to realize. This is not a hydrogenated Crisco crust.
Yeah, once again, you know, the corn is grilled. There's a few grilled items in this, and then there's a few roasted. The corn, the zucchini, and the mushrooms are all done on the grill.
It's very bright.
So this is a lot of work. I mean, you just don't open up a can of corn.
No, you don't. And then the peppers, the garlic, the carrots. And
there's a little bit of
all roasted
Parmesan cheese under the top crust, which kind of adds a little extra.
Do you mix the, do you grate the Parmesan cheese in with the crust and roll them together?
No. As we're filling it, we put a little bit of maybe like a tablespoon of Parmesan, fresh grated Parmesan on top, and then we top it with the crust and then pinch it all down.
Prepare? You cook all the vegetables separate?
Yes.
Is that what you do first?
Yeah.
You parboil them or?
No. As I said, the corn is grilled. There's some grilled
roasted
items and there's roasted. And then I'll make a roux with a nice vegetable broth, and then I'll chill the roux. And then I'll add the chilled vegetables to it because I don't want the vegetables to cook anymore.
Overcook.
And then that's my filling is made. And then I, you know, whether I'm going to do a gluten-free or not, that's all depends upon the others.
So for you, can I just ask you? I'm going to dig in a little
You're going to.
Okay. So to do this, people can create things like you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling to ask this question without being too pushy here. people really can get into business making things.
Yes.
What are the requirements for you to do this with the health department and with
the main thing is a commercial kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest thing. Commercial freezers and stuff like that. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
And time. We do not make a lot of money on this. We both have full-time jobs.
This is our Maui money.
We call it our Maui money. What we do make, we usually go to Hawaii with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pays for the vacation.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
There's always a little extra money.
But it's great because for such a long time, you couldn't make stuff and then sell it without having the man come down on you
and take 90% of your profit.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Andy's Market for a while.
They brought us in. That was really nice.
It was really neat. It's a wonderful store. And then we had a kind of more family issue, so we had to kind of back out of that.
So it's only direct to you. You don't.
Yes.
Nobody else resells your pies.
Yeah, it's online.
Right. Currently, yes.
So maybe there's a truck coming?
We get a Schwan's truck. We can drive around with our
Wow.
Truck.
Schwan's
That's very funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've already thought about that, haven't you?
Well, we
tossed it around a little bit.
Well, this is great. Mm-hmm. I love this, the whole fresh corn thing. That's beautiful. And the final pie is?
It's a Garner special.
Yes, the Garner special. I'm going to use a fresh plate for this one.
So this is the chili verde. So Phil, can you describe that? And then you're going to have to bop out of here.
The chili verde is basically it's your classic chili verde. It's a nice tomatillo sauce. And then I sear the pork in small and, you know, medium-sized pieces. And then I cook it with the green salsa. The green sauce, not salsa at all, but the chili verde, it's tomatillos and onions and jalapenos. It's not overly spicy, I don't believe.
Does it have any jalapeno in it?
It has a little bit of jalapeno. I didn't want to knock people's socks off with spice.
You can always add spice.
Look, I got a bay leaf. What does that mean?
You're lucky.
That means you're in luck.
Why is there a bay leaf in there, Deborah?
We put bay leaves in every one of our pies.
No.
Yes.
We have, usually every batch has about
every batch of our pies. Yes, you're right. I stand corrected.
And the bay leaf stays in, and if you got a bay leaf, it's good luck.
Who says that?
Phil's mother.
Is that really? That your mom always put a bay leaf in a pie?
It was a good luck thing, and she always told us that.
So your mom's really a traditional old gal, right?
She's
from the old country.
She's definitely Finnish.
So you're supposed to, it says here, you've included a little bit of a narrative on your website. It says some people believe pinning bay leaves to one's pillow on eve of St. Valentine's Day would permit them to see their future spouse in a dream. Romans felt the leaves protected them against thunder and the plague. Later, Italians and the English believed bay leaves brought good luck and warded off evil. Not a bunch of superstitious people.
Hey, Google's great. I found all that on Google.
But it is pretty interesting that people would wear, you know, conquering people would wear the maid
headdress
around their head.
So you have a bit of masa in this?
Yes.
A bit of masa. Definitely get the corn flavor.
And the cojita cheese.
The crust is actually a little bit different, and it has corn masa and flour.
I think it turned out really good.
It's got nice spice to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for those who love spicy food, it's got to have.
Yeah.
It's lovely because you can taste everything else.
There you go. Yeah. I think the spice is just about right. Mm-hmm.
I think this is sensational. This could be my favorite one.
Right.
Do you use both dark and white meat or what? This.
It's a pork butt.
Yeah.
Pork butt. But for the chicken, do you use only white meat or do you use dark?
I use whole chicken.
We roast whole chickens.
And then any of the drippings, I use that for the roux. And John taught me that.
Pretend he's not here.
Okay.
what did you learn from John?
I learned a lot from John. He took me under his wing when I was 19 years old. And I worked for 6 years with him, so I definitely absorbed a lot.
So you know all those old recipes from the restaurant
probably.
Yeah. But a lot of reductions and stuff and sauces that I think I picked up a lot from John on that, where I see a lot of people nowadays, it's a lot of roux and cornstarch and things like that. And it's like, this is not right.
It's not the way to do it?
No. You know, we started with 40 pounds of veal bones, and it went from there into a big, huge stock for 3 days and reduced that all the way down. And then you add your flavors, and that was it. You end up with maybe a half a gallon.
Yeah, and people don't do that anymore.
Very
sad.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He still does it at home.
Yeah.
Well, you can't cheat your way through those type sauces.
No. No, not at all.
That's the only way to do them.
Yeah,
so we've got these three beautiful pot pies. Thank you so much for bringing them in.
You're welcome.
And they were warm. That made it even better.
Gosh, warm as
one day.
Man, are we lucky. So I know, Phil, you've got another event to go to.
But Deb,
you're going to sit around for the next, stick with us and talk about the new venture.
Yes.
And what was, how that even happened. what led up to it and bringing a whole new dimension to your pot pie. Empire. I think I'll use the word empire.
Empire.
Okay. Thank you, Phil.
Hey, thank you
very
much.
We'll take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. More Good Food Hour with Steve Garner and Chef John Ash live at KSRO.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Make plans now for Saturday, June 3rd from 12 to 4 to visit Brioso Reserve, a stylish new community in Napa. They'll be hosting Bubbles and Bites, an open house with sparkling wine pairings. This is the perfect time to get acquainted with this new boutique collection of residences set on a picturesque vineyard backdrop. Visit their website at LafertyCommunities.com/Brioso. That's LafertyCommunities.com/Brioso for floor plans, exterior renderings, and more.
Ah, Bodega Bay, the jewel of the Sonoma Coast. Right in the center of town sits the Inn at the Tides, featuring a beautiful hotel with magnificent gardens and views of the bay, and the Bayview Restaurant, serving authentic Italian cuisine.
Ingredients are all locally sourced and organic when available. Start with a Dungeness crab and avocado tower with tomato gazpacho drizzled with a citrus herb oil, or the grilled calamari over arugula salad topped with black olive tapenade dressing. Then try entrees like crab cioppino in a saffron tomato sauce and veal piccata. Or how about the grilled filet Hitchcock? A grilled filet mignon stuffed with Dungeness crab, demi-glace, and a béarnaise sauce. Vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free customers are welcome too.
The Inn at the Tides. It's less than 30 minutes from Santa Rosa, but seems a world away. Go to innatthetides.com for more info.
Community pride, it's all inside. We're Petaluma Pride.
Hi, I'm Guy Crosby. I'm a salesperson for Petaluma's North Bay Nissan for 30 years, and I'm Petaluma proud.
It's believed the name Petaluma means flat-back hills in the language of the Miwok Indians that were in the area more than 5,000 years ago.
Petaluma, community pride, it's all inside. We're Petaluma Pride.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2015 Ford Focus for less than $10,000 at Silvera Buick GMC, a 2012 Dodge Charger for less than $15,000 at Lithia Dodge, or get a 2013 Subaru Crosstech Premium Wagon for $20,000 at Manly Honda. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Remove the stress, increase your success.
CarClickGo.com.
Something the president's cabinet does every day during this welcoming ceremony for President Trump at Mirabah Palace in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross were among the traditionally dressed Saudi men dancing while wielding swords. President Trump swayed to the music but did not dance. Dinner is ahead this hour. This happens after the president and Saudi king signed a defense weaponry bill. The Saudis spending over $100 million on U.S.-made weapons to help them keep bombing terrorists in Yemen. Secretary of State Tillerson says a centerpiece of President Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia is to curb any threats to the region posed by Iran, though he did not rule out direct negotiations with Iran. While Iraq's special forces declare their part of the mission to reclaim Mosul is done, heavy fighting still looms between other Iraqi forces and ISIS, the terrorists still controlling about 7 square miles of western Mosul's old city, where some of the toughest battles are expected to play out. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Bright, sunny weekend for us. Mostly sunny today at 83, 61 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 49 on the shores. Mostly blue skies for Sunday at 83, 63 in Bodega Bay. Monday, sunny skies again at 83, 65 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 1035 KSRO.
Well, it is here. It is part of our culture. It's part of our everyday occurrence, and especially in Sonoma County, as we've seen the rise of medical cannabis use, not only recreational, of course, the cannabis cup, the entire behind-the-scenes efforts to allow legalization as far as growing. Dispensaries are opening here in Sonoma County. It is here. Mm-hmm. And certainly the medicinal slash culinary use of marijuana has long been known and appreciated appreciated and promoted. Colorado, Oregon, other states have already gone full bore about using culinary medicinal medication. But California, it's a new frontier. Besides easily transportable cookies and brownies and easily consumables, you are trying to take this to another level, right, Deborah?
Correct.
So what product, when did this begin, this idea about using medicinal marijuana in the pot pies?
The idea really began when we had two friends within a year of each other that were diagnosed with cancer, both women friends of mine. And they were told to go get a medical card and go to a dispensary, pardon me, for ease of the nausea and all of the things that go with the treatment that they had to go through. They both died, unfortunately, but neither one of them enjoyed eating sweets, chocolates. I'm not a chocolate fan either. I don't care for sweets. And so we thought, God, you know, we could do that with these pies. We could medicate these pies and make meals, therapeutic, wholesome meals for people to really help them. We have a friend who we love dearly, Butch. He's very sick. He has some stomach cancer, and he consumes these and really enjoys them. He says they don't provide a really heavy high. It's a body high, and it helps him sleep. It gives him an appetite. So that's where we're headed. That's what we want to do. We're running into a brick wall with all the dispensaries.
And why? Is it because?
Well, first of all, I think because we're the new frontier. And nobody's ever done this before, and we're having a lot of issue with that. These are a frozen, like our regular pies. They're fully cooked, but the inside is cooked, but they're frozen, fresh frozen. Mm-hmm. Dispensaries do have refrigerators and freezers that they could keep them. And everyone that I spoke to and dropped off samples with were interested in that. But they all say their clientele is not going to take the time to take these home and bake them.
But they don't know that yet.
They don't. They're just assuming
they're assuming
that.
This. All right.
And, you know, how much more responsible in the hospitality and can you be than to provide a meal for someone that's going to go home and eat it and stay there and enjoy their evening, get a great night's sleep, and get up and be ready for the day. Mm-hmm. So it's an educational piece right now that I'm trying to do with all of these people. I am hoping that, you know, if maybe this session here on the radio might open up some people. If anyone is interested, they can email me. I can take those emails to their dispensaries. Say, look, you know, these are your clients. These are your patients.
So people can't buy them directly from you.
No.
They have to buy them through a dispensary.
Has to go through a dispensary. In 2018, who knows with the stack of legislation.
Yeah, you brought in a pile. It looks like about 50, 60 pages.
It's 95.
95 pages of regulations. This is for for food related products.
This is the California Code of Regulations, Title 17, Division 1, manufactured cannabis. Yeah, 95 pages. And it's as clear as mud. So at this point, it's a little frustrating. But we're not going to change. We're not going to step away from this. We believe in this completely. We want to approach senior centers, assisted living facilities. I wish I'd had thought of this with my dad. You know, he was eating handfuls of opiates to take care of his pain.
Well, people are over-the-counter pain pills and narcotics.
It's terrible. And that's what ultimately killed my father. And this would have been a much better way for him to manage his pain.
And you're going to do these in gluten-free also?
Absolutely.
So what was the research portion of this about determining what strain to use, what dosage, what concentration? Well, how did you figure all that out?
We're still figuring all of that out. We have a really wonderful couple that grow in the Russian River Valley, and they have dedicated a row for us. And we're actually talking to them now. They do all organic strains, and both indica and sativa. And we do both indica and sativa on the pies as well. But we're talking to them about dedicating a row of high CBD strain so that we can get the best of both worlds. So we're not as psychoactive, but very high in the CBDs, which is...
So could, for those who don't know, can you explain the difference between those two things?
The CBD,
the THC.
Yeah, the THC is the psychoactive portion of the cannabis plant. The CBDs come from the hemp, from the, it's more, the pain relief comes from the CBDs.
So that's not a psychoactive.
No,
that's
not at all.
Different.
And right. So what we're thinking is if we can get a high CBD strain to make our butter out of, it would be more beneficial for pain relief.
Of course.
And for people like myself who've not, I'm not really into the whole psychoactive part of it, I do this for my arthritis and my insomnia. I don't really care to get high. So that's why we're really pushing for that. And it sounds like our growers are going to do that for us.
And these are local Sonoma County growers. And how do you make it in a butter? Did you say it's infused into butter?
Yes. Phil does that. Should have snagged him for his information on that. But we get the trim from the farm. And then it's a whole process that he goes through. And I apologize, I don't
that's
know
okay.
all of that. But
he's
makes
making
it,
a good compound butter.
Exactly.
Thank you,
yeah,
chef.
There you go.
There you go. Exactly. And then he freezes, you know, each, I think it's a little block for each batch. And we batch out everything. So we're currently in batch one.
Does it taste different?
It has a slight...
More herbal flavor?
A slight taste. You can kind of get the marijuana a little bit. It doesn't smell that like it has marijuana in it.
When it's baked, you don't smell marijuana
no,
smell.
No, you can kind of, I think you can taste it most, I've noticed, in the veggie pie. The proteins, I think, in the chicken and the beef
mask
do
any
something
of that.
With that, yeah.
Okay.
But it's very good.
And what would be a dose? I mean, you have, these are full 6 ounce, six
these
inch pies.
These are 10 ounce.
One
yeah.
pound of filling,
pretty much,
correct?
Yeah.
And so how would someone know how much to use?
Well, this has been a journey. We did the first batch. Everything has to be tested. So we sent everything down to SC Labs.
Where are they?
They're in Santa Cruz. But they have an office now, a courier office up here in Santa Rosa. And we've had everything tested, from the butter to, we've had the frozen pies tested. Then we baked the pies and had those tested because there is a difference. And so that's the process there. We've come up with some kind of interesting milligram levels. The highest is 87. The lowest is 50. And a lot of people are saying you need to be able to dose it better. You need to know exactly what it is, which we could if we went to oils.
Oh.
But Phil is a stickler for butter, and I don't see him wanting to change that. So the
dosing varies pie to pie.
Yes.
That's an interesting conundrum as far as trying to figure out exactly how much delivery you're getting for
exactly.
the medication.
And in light of the new regulations that seem to be coming down, for dosing, you can have the maximum will be 10 milligrams THC per dose or 100 milligrams THC per package, which means we'll have to reinvent the wheel unless we say one pie is five doses or something. See what that is?
Wow.
So
it's very complex. We'll take a break. We'll continue this incredibly interesting discussion. It's the newest medicinal pot pies.
Yes.
The only one certainly here in Sonoma County.
So far.
And we're learning about this from Deborah McGauley from Phil's 3P's Pot Pies and the new company. Well, different.
Just Baked.
It's called Just Baked. Those are the medicinal pot pies. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KS Arto Kitchen.
Hey, it's Joe Pags, and I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. Please, try KSRO's new Joe Pags Show, weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden, La Vida Buena Nursery, and Ma and Pa Gardens. Savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, Parsons homegrown hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, rabbit, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors. Starting from Scratch has returned with their infamous breakfast burrito. Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine. Falafel Fix offers the best falafels. And Chalk Hill Cookery provides yummy plant-based foods. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thanks, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Go exploring during Twin Pine Casino's $100,000 Stack It, Pack It, Kayak It giveaway with cash and prize drawings every Saturday in May and June and two grand prize drawings May 27th and June 24th. You could hit the road in a brand new Jeep Cherokee Sport loaded with amazing camping gear. The $100,000 Stack It, Pack It, Kayak It giveaway at the only place to play and stay in wine country, Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
Must be 21 to play.
From dining, entertainment, health and wellness, and family fun, the best deals in Sonoma County are just a click away at mysonomadeals.com. Right now, get two sessions at Calistoga Cryo for whole body cryotherapy. The sub-zero temperatures activate your body's natural healing process in just 3 minutes. Normally $115 value, but right now on mysonomadeals.com, it's only $55. But hurry, because it's for a limited time only. This great deal and others only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
On today's SoCo Sun Show, we're going to discuss the process of adding a sunroom to your home with Sonoma County Sunrooms. First of all, David, with your experience, you can provide invaluable assistance with the design concept.
Yeah, our process is like hiring an architect, but without the fees. You know, by using a selection of pre-engineered materials, a building plan can be developed and an estimated cost can be determined, allowing for a smoother process.
Well, that's got to save thousands of dollars, too.
It does. This helps reduce the upfront costs of remodeling.
Why use a manufacturer like Four Seasons Sunrooms?
Their sunrooms have a unique modular design. The components are selected to enhance any home, and the look is incredible. The patented glass technology blocks the heat in the summer and retains heat in the winter. And keep in mind, we can replace older, less efficient sunrooms.
Learn how to maximize your investment with a free in-home design consultation. Get a glimpse at SoCoSun.com or visit Sonoma County Sunrooms on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Todd. SoCoSun, design, installations, remodeling.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, we have a million questions, and I know many of you listening out there have millions of questions too, because this is uncharted terrain. It's a medicinal pot pies from someone that certainly mastered the whole world of pot pies, and that's Phil and Deb McGauley, who've been at this for about 5 years here in Sonoma County, and they're ready to go to market with a cannabis-infused pot pie to help folks who have obviously serious and life-threatening illnesses, plus sleep disorders, all kinds of things that we know medicinal cannabis products can be very helpful for. But getting it to market, as you're explaining to us, has been extremely difficult. 95 pages of regulations, and now in 2018, the whole ball game's going to change again.
Correct. Well, it changes on a daily basis, pretty much, with the way the regulations are coming in. But we could be looking at the dosage thing is the big one right now, where they're proposing 10 milligrams per dose, 100 milligrams per package, which...
So this is the THC part of it.
Correct.
So the CBD part of it is that's a different issue, or
yeah.
You're not so concerned about
they're
that?
They're not so concerned about that, okay. At least from what I've read. Yeah.
So can't you get, this is my naivete about this, can't you get pure CBD?
Yes, you can.
So you could dose these with something that had no psycho
You could.
Active.
Oh,
you could.
Thing happening with it at all.
Yes, you could.
And is that a way to go?
You know, it may be, but like I'm saying, with hopefully getting a high CBD line, a strain of both the indica and the sativa, we might be able to balance that up mm-hmm, a little better, mm-hmm. bring it more to a one-to-one rather than higher psychoactive properties.
Okay, because people may not want any of the psychoactive
exactly.
properties. They work, look, mm-hmm. I need pain relief. I don't care
right.
about getting high.
Right.
I want pain relief. What can you give me that will deliver that? I want to be able to function fairly well, but I also want not to be in
exactly.
chronic pain.
Yeah.
So dispensaries, and we pointed this out, this is interesting. Dispensaries pretty much are focused on the psychoactive, recreational use of marijuana. I mean, there's a medicinal part, and they say, well, medicinal, maybe that's not quite as important in their bottom line, because most people, I would think, and I'm just speaking, this is just my opinion, mm-hmm. doesn't reflect anyone else's opinion, probably go into dispensaries, by and large, looking for psychoactive recreational marijuana. People that are really serious about going in, that need medicinal, they need some counseling,
right.
may not be finding that. Maybe the employees are not well-versed in that, because we're looking at a medical diagnosis, medical consultation, which they might be very uncomfortable with providing. That mm-hmm. kind of, am I accurate here?
That's probably pretty accurate, yeah. I don't know that the bud tenders are trained to that extent. I mean, certainly they're very polite. They're very, you know, willing to help you find the right flower. But for people who want edibles, there's really not that much out there. There's lots and lots of gummy worms and little candies
yes.
and some muffins and some cookies.
So you were saying that it's different in places like Oregon and
yes.
that there it's a much more developed, where people can go buy a whole meal.
Yes.
That's
And you could go and go to a meal. Let's say if Phil wanted to host a very wonderful gourmet dinner, or you wanted to be a part of that. Let's say we have 10 people coming over for dinner. You could dose or not dose. And I've read about this. They have this in I think a couple of the states now, Oregon and Washington, I believe. People pay $100 a head. They have a 5-course meal. If you come and you don't want to have a dose, you don't have to, because they have a little like spray bottles that you can put your dosing in. And it's oil, though. So it's not going to be infused.
Uh-huh.
It'll be like in the sauce that goes on top of your beef or your chicken or whatever.
Oh.
Or your salad dressing, what have you. But I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. Open it all up for everyone. You could have as little or as much as you wanted. Have somebody there as your designated driver
mm-hmm.
and didn't mm-hmm. want, you know, so it's very, there's so many possibilities.
Have you gotten pushback from people about this?
In what way?
Well, pushback in the sense that, well, you know, there are a lot of people who don't accept the idea that it should be legal to begin with.
Yeah. We've run into that. I think everyone has run into that. A lot of people say, well, that's going to be too much for someone who's really seriously ill, that they're not going to be able to consume that much, or they might hurt themselves by having too much. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, what are you doing about that? Well, there's the dosage. It's very clear on the package mm-hmm. what it contains. Mm-hmm. And then, like I was saying earlier, that may all change again. Anyway, if we have to just do 10 milligram doses, so.
So this year, it's in limbo.
Yeah.
Is that a way of saying this?
It's a real journey. It's you know, it's trying to find a needle in a haystack going through all of the paperwork. And I've got emails out and phone calls into the city of Santa Rosa, county of Sonoma. Now there's a state of California one that I just signed up for all the new updates. I mean, I'm trying to read copious amounts of things. It's not for the lighthearted, let
no.
me tell you.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We have just a couple of minutes left, but this is the most thorough explanation of the challenges involved mm-hmm. in bringing this product to market. Well, any product I think we've ever mm-hmm. talked about. Mm-hmm. than we've ever experienced. And really, we're kind of at the tip of the iceberg once again, mm-hmm. as far as exploring where this is going to go. We just don't know at this point.
Don't know.
We're back after this.
I'm Stephen Curry.
Kevin Durant.
I'm Clay Thompson, and you're listening to KSRO
1350 and FM 103.5.
Playoff headquarters of Dub Nation.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday and Saturday morning, 8:30 to 1, continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. Spring is bringing asparagus and strawberries to the markets. Always farm-fresh eggs, greens, beets and onions, early-season hothouse tomatoes, breads and avocados, broccoli and teas. It's all at the Community Farmers Market at the Vets Building. Direct from the docks, visit Santa Rosa Seafood. Skyview Nursery has your vegetable starts, and Bee Haven Honey is there with local sweetness. Grab breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Fresh coffee from Bella Rosa Coffee Roasters. Hot waffles smothered in whipped cream and strawberries from Wow Waffles. Sushi burritos from Shubu. Or a plate of Nelly's Oysters.
For more info, check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
It's coming, a spectacle for the whole family. The 27th annual Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic, Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th. Witness nearly 30 hot air balloons follow the sun into the sky. Gates open at 4:30 a.m., courtesy of Summit State Bank. Dawn Patrol is at 5, then the Blue Star Gas main launch is at 6:30. There will be food and merchandise available for purchase, a kids' play area, and tethered rides. Coffee will be available along with Lagunitas beer and a mimosa tent sponsored by Barefoot Bubbly Winery, the official bubbly of the Sonoma County Balloon Classic. More special shapes, more balloons, the biggest event yet, thanks to Garrett Ace Hardware. The sky will be a sea of color as these hot air balloons take flight Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th at Kaiser Park, 700 Windsor River Road. Pre-sale tickets available at schabc.org and Copperfield's Books. The 27th Annual Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic, powered by Blue Star Gas, Garrett Ace Hardware, Barefoot Bubbly, and Summit State Bank.
A posting from another of Max Arnold's happy clients.
I'm pretty weary of personal injury lawyers, but when the day came that I actually needed one, I was glad I found Max Arnold. I was hit by a driver without insurance, and immediately I thought, I'm out of luck. My friend told me about Max Arnold, and from then on, I knew I would be okay. My shoulder was hurt from the seatbelt, and my car was totaled. But Max Arnold found coverage, and after physical therapy and a new car, with nothing out of my pocket, I'm back to new. I had such a great experience, I'm telling all of my friends.
Hi, I'm Max Arnold. Now, I hope you never need a lawyer, but if you do, you will need someone who will fight your battle with the insurance company. That's where I come in. Been doing it for decades. Call me at 707-535-1920.
Call Max Arnold at 707-535-1920. 707-535-1920.
Hablamos español.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
So where are we going to go with this? We don't know. but we during the break, John, or Deborah, you've mentioned medical meals on wheels, mm-hmm. maybe direct delivery to mm-hmm. patients in need.
Right.
This might be the future of the delivery service of savory type cannabis infused
products. Yeah, meals.
Well, we were also saying that there is certainly there's ample evidence of the benefit of marijuana for medical uses and all of that. It's to find the friendly souls out there
right.
who are legitimate in the medical community.
Right. And I think, like we were saying, the education portion of this is what the phase I'm going into mm-hmm. now, because I've hit that wall.
Well, thank you to you and Phil for being really, yeah. I would say, trailblazers. Mm-hmm. And this, as this unfolds this coming year, keep us, give us a call, email us, John and me,
we'll
have you back for updates, because this is going to happen eventually.
I would like to ask anybody that's listening that's interested and would like to go to their dispensaries to just email me at justbaked2018@gmail.com. And give me the name of your dispensary. And if I get enough of these, I can walk in and say, look, this your clientele is interested, and we'd be, you know, let's revisit
so
this.
So what we're going to do, we put the shows right up on our website so people can podcast them at 1205, 1210. We'll include this. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For further information, justbaked2018@gmail.com.
Correct.
If you'd like to start a correspondence about this.
That
how about
would be
that?
Great.
Okay. Thank you, Deb.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for bringing the wonderful, savory, non-medicated pies for joining me, which was just wonderful. And keep us in the loop.
We will.
Okay.
All
back
right.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right, 636-1350. That's the number not to call because we're out of time. But Clark Wolf is coming up next at the table, and then some great wine talk this afternoon as terrific programming continues. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.